crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Sunday, April 28th, 2019. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And I did a week of deep research, compounded with 25 years of research. When I stepped into this broadcast studio 2 hours ago, I told the crew the headline for NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. I laid it out. It's the truth. It's hiding in plain view in our face. An international, multinational crime syndicate has launched a coordinated operation to bring down this country. And not just flood us with millions of illegal aliens every year, but to flood us with individuals carrying the leprosy, bubonic plague, drug-resistant tuberculosis, drug-resistant diseases of every type you can imagine. And then when the measles cases explode, they tell the public it's their fault, and Democratic leaders in all these blue states and all these border states where it's breaking out tell us that it's people's fault who haven't, quote, had their booster shots. It's incredible. And then when you actually read the local health departments, they're being truthful. We can put that headline back up, please. When you read the health departments in New York, California, Michigan, Texas, Georgia, Arizona, Oregon, Washington, Nevada, Colorado, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, New Hampshire, Maine, Connecticut, New Jersey, Maryland, what do they say? What do they say over and over again? They say every patient zero is an illegal alien. These are strains of measles that no one is protected from, even if you have the damn vaccine. Now, here's the problem. I've done a week of research. I mean, I already knew a lot of this, but I went back into the research. And in the past, they'd try to cover this up. I'm actually very pleasantly surprised that the state governments and local governments are being very honest. We're going to show you the article, show you the video clips. They're saying it doesn't matter if you've had the vaccines. These versions of measles aren't from the United States or anywhere else. They're brand new mutations, mainly out of Latin America. And vaccines aren't going to help you. In fact, a lot of folks that have the vaccines are obviously getting even sicker than those that haven't. Because vaccines lower your immunity. They cause autoimmune issues. Because it doesn't just give you an immunity to what they put in there on purpose. Everything else they add, whether it's grown on eggs or whether it's grown on fetal tissue, or grown on wheat, you then get an allergy to that. And I've got all the mainline Journal of Science admitting allergies are exploding from vaccines. So, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't some movie like 12 Monkeys with Bruce Willis where a crazy extinctionist globalist leftist wants to reduce world population and it's just theater. And then they give themselves the bioweapon and fly around the world to release it before they die in 48 hours. This is the real world where if you go to Guatemala or you go to Venezuela, thousands die a day from diseases, over 1,000 a week from starvation. They have lowered immune systems. These diseases are able to spread. There's no real sewage, no real medicine. Then they come to the United States where we, because of hygiene and because of running water and because of all of this, even before vaccines got introduced, measles, mumps, rubella were almost extinct. I'm going to show you CDC maps, CDC graphs from the CDC admitting this when we come back. So think about it. The Democrats, the Vatican giving money to open the borders, the globalists are funding UN camps, telling people to come here under Obama. Under Trump, they flood us to break our immigration system. Our borders, our judges, we have 1,600 people a day that the government's releasing. I think three times more just getting in. That's like 5,000 people or more are getting in, and many of them have every disease under the sun and are spreading it. And there's no testing. So this is the Democrats and the globalists launching massive biological weapon attack. They've launched cultural attacks, economic attacks. They've shut our power plants down. And now they're hitting us with bio attacks and unwashed masses to bankrupt our social justice system.
Wage waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's 4:06 Texas time, Central time, broadcasting from the United States of America. I'm your host, Alex Jones. You visit InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com, you're going to see a very, very bold headline. Let's put it on screen for TV viewers. Radio listeners should go there and get it and spread this link via email, via text message, however you can. Emergency. Terrorist hit 21 states with lethal biological weapons. Thousands are already dead. Hundreds of thousands are sick. DHS confirms over 10,000 weaponized human carriers have been purposely let in and protected by the Democratic Party and the Democrat Congress and others refusing to fund the $12 billion Trump asked for. He only got $1.3 billion. I'm going to show you the CDC and ICE saying that over 5,000 people a day are estimated to be getting in. 1,600 are caught. Well, over 1,600 are caught, but 1,600 are released every single day because the emergency centers are full. The courts have a 4 to 5 year waiting list before you're even called to your first hearing. Our border is broken, in the words of the head of ICE. And we have bubonic plague, the Black Plague, making a major comeback. It's kept very quiet, but it pops up here in the news. There's a lot of death. We have drug-resistant diseases of every type, tuberculosis, you name it, pouring in. Massive quarantine sanitariums have been set up all over the nation. Thousands are dying every week from it. I'm going to show you CDC documents from the CDC website. Thousands a week are dying. Every week, hundreds are found dead in the northern Mexico desert from diseases that they died on their way up. It is incredible. Many times children die every few days in custody, minutes after they're actually found by Border Patrol. Children are just found wandering around because once the illegals get across the border, the smugglers with the kidnapped kids, they just throw sometimes children as young as 3 into cornfields. They found hundreds of them in the last week in Texas, Arizona, California. They just use the children to get through. They throw them to the side. It is so incredible. But right now, the Democratic Party, the Vatican under globalist control, have built with the UN these huge refugee centers to take the most poor, the most diseased, the most infirm, and ship them here. As if America is a giant third world toilet. I want to explain. The third world is taking a giant dump on us. We are getting the excrement, the feces, literal diseased-laden individuals being brought to this country and dumped on us. I'm not calling them feces as humans. I'm saying the left and the globalist and collapsed Venezuela see them as feces and are dumping them onto us. Now, I'm going to go over all these news clips. I'm going to show you the proof, but you have to understand, the Huns, over 2,000 years ago, this is on History Channel, this is on mainline Chinese television, would catapult dead bodies of people with the plague or with measles, mumps, or rubella with a catapult over the Great Wall of China into military bases to disease their population. They would throw dead bodies into wells that they knew that the Chinese were drinking out of. Ancient warfare in Europe did this. Also, sometimes you'd have someone who was already super sick, who had smallpox or had the plague, they'd be told, if you get up, because you're going to die in 2 days anyways, you've got the pustules all over you, if you march into the enemy camp, and if you basically put this into their water supply, or if you are among them for a few days and can contaminate them, we will take care of your family and give them a bag of gold. So you have to understand, it is in mainline Defense Department crisis preparation for 50 years that the Russians and others had sleeper cells of people with pathogens who were willing to take the pathogens, the biological weapons, and then be an incubator for it and deliver the weapon. You've seen 12 Monkeys with Bruce Willis. That's a fictionalized account of something like this. But here's the bottom line. The government officially at the CDC and ICE and Justice Department level knows that under Obama, they told illegals come here just like Europe did under Merkel. Once they were able to break the walls down, once they were able to overwhelm ICE, once they were able to overwhelm the courts, which they admit, they're releasing 1,600 a day, they catch more than that. The numbers are untold. Some are as high as 10,000, 5,000. It varies every day. Some border sectors get 15,000 a day, like El Paso. Their previous record was 3,000. This is all being reported. I'm going to show you, as I always do, all the articles when we come back. If you're a TV viewer or a radio listener, I'll go over these. I'll give you the headlines. You can look this up. This isn't even hidden. And that's what's so crazy about all of this. That's what's so dangerous about all this is that, A, they know they're bringing these people in. B, they know they're spreading hundreds of different diseases. Leprosy's making a comeback. Drug-resistant TB spreading everywhere. And back in the day, for 200 years, when you came into Ellis Island, our quarantine center, you were held 3 to 6 months. Showed no signs of illness, 3 months. Showed signs of illness, 6 months. If you couldn't be cured, shipped back to Ireland or Italy or Japan, wherever you came from. Now, they don't even test them when they come in. They don't even test them when they come in. They just load them on Democrat-controlled buses. They're shipped all over the country. And if you look at the map that's up on Infowars.com, that's on the live feed page we put out, emergency, terrorist hit 21 states with lethal biological weapons. That is a Homeland Security map that I put up with the biohazard symbol over it, showing Washington, Oregon, Nevada, California, Arizona, Colorado, Texas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Georgia, Florida, Michigan, New York, New Hampshire, Maine, Connecticut, New Jersey, and Maryland all have thousands of cases of measles per state. And in all the local news, they admit, okay, yeah, it was migrants. But then how are you supposed to then get vaccinated, even if you've been vaccinated? This is a new mutation of measles. They even admit in the articles I'm going to show you when we come back, you're not protected. That's what's so incredible about this. I'm going to show you local news, local health departments from California to New York saying illegals brought it in. I'm going to show you the CDC admitting it. I'm going to show them admitting that the vaccines doesn't protect you because it's a new mutations. I'm going to show you every piece of this. Why would the Democrats and the globalists do this and then tell you, like Mayor de Blasio, it's your fault, and tell Orthodox Hasidic Jews when Leviticus bars putting something in your body that has other people's DNA in it, don't mix the seed. That's common sense. That's their choice. Don't take blood transfusions. Don't do that's their right under religious freedom. They're arresting them and forcibly inoculating them with vaccines that don't even protect you. I'm going to say it again. I know about technology. I study. The flu shot, if they ever guessed the right mutation, would work. They've never guessed the right mutation. It doesn't help. Instead, it lowers immunity. And any contaminants of the vaccine, you then get an autoimmune response to. Do you know what's... I'm going to show you government documents when we come back of the thousands of things that have been found in vaccines. So when you get an immunity to that particular attenuated flu virus that they either microwave or radiate and break up so it doesn't have full effect, anything else in the damn shot, you then have an autoimmune response to. Do you understand? Your body then recognizes whatever else is in there as an attack, and that's where we're getting all these cancers. And I'm going to go over it all. I'm going to show you the CDC admitting hundreds of millions of people got cancer from human papillomavirus 40. And SV40, and just all of this. I'm going to show you all of this. That's what's so frustrating. They say, oh, conspiracy theorists, oh, fake news. No, they don't want me on air because they don't want us covering these real things at these points. I've had 50 or 60 medical doctors on. I've had virologists on. I've had brain surgeons on. I've read the literature. But you can't deny this. Even if you think vaccines are totally safe, then I'm going to show you a measles, mumps, rubella, Merck insert, which says it can kill you, cause autoimmune disorders. I'm going to show you from the drug itself. Hear that? I'm going to show you, not the fact sheet that the drug company will tell you, the actual insert by law they got to give you, where it says it can kill you. Regardless, it doesn't matter. They're letting the illegal aliens in. They're the cause. And so it is a biological terror attack with human carriers of it. This is incredible. Call everyone you know, no matter how you're listening, on AM, FM, TV, radio, or Infowars.com/show. And this is a public health emergency. Warn everyone.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I want to quantify this right now. If somebody comes to your elementary school where your children go, where your child goes, and they have pertussis or whooping cough, that's a serious illness. And I wish the study showed that the vaccine helped. It actually shows it can lower your immunity and give you whooping cough sometimes and might protect you from a few of the hundreds of strains out there. See, I just do my research. There was something to keep my children from getting something that wouldn't hurt them. Damn right I'll use it. I use antibiotics. They're toxic. They hurt your liver. They lower your immunity. But if your kid's really sick for a while, you got to give it to them. But Big Pharma, since 1984, has been given tens of billions of dollars of U.S. taxpayer money. Vaccines are tax-exempt, and they're liability-exempt. I'm going to show you mainstream news where Japan has banned measles, mumps, and rubella shots because they cause so much brain damage and so much autism. But let's just digress. InfoWars.com has the headline for the live feed of this show that you can share with everybody you know. Let's put it up on screen. Emergency. Terrorist hit 21 states with lethal biological weapons. Now, the Democratic Party openly says that Trump is a Nazi. I'm going to play the clip of Beto coming up. Beto, if he wants to stop anybody coming in, he says we should have no borders. Everybody knows you go to Guatemala or Venezuela or other areas, say Paraguay is really dangerous and full of disease. Most people that go down there, even that are vaccinated, get really sick. So we've got 1,600 people a day being caught coming in. I'm sorry, 1,600 a day released. They catch 5,000. They don't know how many are actually making it through. That's the technical answer. I'll show you the Homeland Security announcements here. 1,600 released today of 5,000 that are caught, but they're about to have to increase that because they're overwhelmed and they don't know how many get in. So I'm going to show you ABC News. It's already on screen. If you're a TV viewer and some cable and TV stations, you can see this. And the good news is this actually comes out in the news, but it's a footnote that they open the borders. They don't test people. And again, you can watch PBS documentaries on this. Just type in the history of Ellis Island. I've watched documentaries and they set it up like, what, 150 years ago. But before that, they had quarantine centers on the peninsula of New York, not just on that island. And they would keep you 3 to 6 months. They don't test anybody. They just load them on Democrat-controlled buses and ship them into the country. And then when Trump says, fine, I'll ship them in to Democrat cities, they go, no, 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 we don't want them. So let's go over the facts here. El Paso aid agencies overwhelmed as 1,600 migrants are cast onto the streets every single day. And the liberals bitch and say, hey, give them everything for free. It's not like we're bringing them in here and giving them everything free already. As ICE releases hundreds of migrants in mass in El Paso, local shelter eyes more beds. Cory Booker admits releasing migrants into sanctuary cities would make us less safe. Over 1,000 quarantine and measles scare in L.A. universities, AP. I'm going to play a clip in a moment of a doctor in L.A. saying, who heads the program up, this is coming from illegal aliens. This is because our border is open. In fact, let's start going to that right now, because I mentioned all this last segment. Now we're going to go through them admitting it. And this is a biological war. And it's mean to the illegal aliens that they call migrants to not test them and not take care of them. But see, this is all part of weighing the country down. You think China lets folks in? Try to fly to China. They test you. They test if you have a fever. They quarantine you if they think you're sick. That's normal. We do nothing because it's all part of bankrupting the country. And then you get people that are sick in the hospitals and they spread it to hundreds. That costs millions of dollars, all weighing the nation down. Cloward and Piven, the Democratic plan, look it up, Cloward and Piven, to bankrupt the nation, to get rid of capitalism, using limited socialism to bankrupt capitalism. And then you're all slaves. So here's AP. Quarantines at two schools amid measles outbreak, and doctor admits it happens from travelers from abroad. Here it is.
Normally, when it comes to measles, we do have small outbreaks that happen in the United States, but those cases usually happen when travelers from abroad come and bring the illness. Having said that, the more recent generation of parents have not vaccinated as many children, so the potential for it to be spread has increased, which heightens our fear. And now of this year,
okay, so that's the whitewash by AP, and I'm going to show you all the medical records that it doesn't even protect you from the old strains with the new ones that are coming in. Just like Native Americans had been around smallpox, but they were immune to the one they were used to. Europeans showed up and killed 80% of them because they weren't used to it. No matter what damn vaccine there was, their bodies weren't ready for it genetically. Okay, let's go to the next one. This is Fox News. Official admits illegal aliens started measles outbreak in New York. Here it is.
Top stories today. A New York county has declared a state of emergency. Starting today, children not vaccinated against the measles virus are banned from public places. So far, there are 153 confirmed cases of measles in Rockland County. The Rockland County executive, Ed Day, joins me now. Why did you take the step?
I took the step because we've been battling this for 6 months. 6 months ago, we had seven infected individuals come from overseas to a local community in Rockland County. The health department did a wonderful job with the mission of minimizing exposures and maximizing immunizations. And we.
All right, let's stop there. Now, I'm going to show you articles where they say the measles shot we have doesn't protect from these third world ones. It's different strains. Doesn't matter, though. They just go, take the shot, instead of stopping what's coming and bringing it, which is what we did before. I'm going to show you all the numbers. But here's the ultra-Orthodox community, one of the lowest levels of disease, one of the lowest levels of crime. Jewish folks that don't trust the medical system back to Leviticus 3,000 years ago said, don't take somebody's blood inside your body. Pretty smart. Don't mix seed. Don't do that. They won't do it, so they're not being forcibly inoculated. Here it is.
It's crucial for people to understand the measles vaccine works. Today, we are declaring a public health emergency effective immediately. This will mandate vaccines for people living in the affected area.
So, again, New York declared a public emergency forcibly inoculating. So that's enough of that. When we come back, I'm going to get into more clips. And I'm going to get into the actual insert for the current number one shot in the U.S., MMR2. And I'm going to show you from an actual insert. This comes with by law, with the ampule that has the vaccine. Not the fact sheet you see on the news. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube bans anyone showing these. Even though you can walk into a Walgreens or CVS and say, I want the insert. They'll come up with a fact sheet. It'll be two pages. You go, I don't want a fact sheet. Fact sheet will say, safe and effective, never had a problem, might make your arm sore. That is total criminal fraud. When you get one of these little babies, it'll come. You don't have to buy the vaccine to get it. They're giving shots all day long. They got a pile in the trash can of these. This comes in the little cardboard container with the shot container. When we come back, I'm going to read you where it says it can kill you or brain damage you. Tomorrow's news today. You have a right to see this for yourself. It's coming up. This is a biological attack by the globalists on America. Infowars.com. This is an emergency. Warn everyone. Tell them to tune in right now. Take action. Don't put up with their crap. This is incredible. This is criminal. When you consciously open the border.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-up.
You consciously.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he.
Bring in masses.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
Of diseased people.
It's Alex Jones.
What are you doing? It's Sunday, April 28th, 2019. We are the defense of common sense, the defense of capitalism, the defense of Christianity, the defense of the republic, the defense of humanity. We are the dreaded InfoWar. Yes, the enemy's cut off many of our avenues to reach new people, but they haven't cut you, pro-human humans, off. And you hold all the cards when you take action. Nothing can stop you. But I'll tell you again, at the grocery store yesterday, and in the street, and at the gas station, it happened twice in the grocery store. And it happened in the gas station, and then it happened in the street. People said, keep it up, Alex. We love you. We hope you get back on air soon. Or keep it up. We miss you. And each time I said, I'm at Infowars.com. I'm at NewsWars.com. We stream our own videos, our own audio. We're on over 200 radio stations. We're on over 100 cable and TV stations and growing. We're number one on cloud TV, above even OAN that the president watches. And I'm not bragging. But people think of Facebook, YouTube, and Google as the only place that exists. And Twitter. Well, fine. In those spaces, right now, the live feed's on Infowars.com. And it says, let's put it up there, bio attack launch. That's what it is when you know there's these disease masses and you know a certain percentage, according to CDC numbers, has the bubonic plague or TB, drug resistant. And you let these people come in and you let them spread it. I just showed you ABC News, Fox News, health department heads saying it was brought in by illegal aliens. And then you sit around and you blame Christian groups that don't trust the vaccines or Orthodox Jewish groups that don't trust the vaccines because they've done research and they have the background. You know how highly read the average Christian right-wing family is? You know how highly read Orthodox Jews are? They know the medical documents I'm about to show you. I want to be clear. Learned immunity, artificially learned immunity is real. There may be a bad result. There may be a side effect. But if they made clean vaccines, which they can do, I would take them. The problem is it's part of a larger plan. Remember vaccines they gave black people and poor Appalachian whites that had syphilis in them for 45 years? Tuskegee? Went on all over the world. I was on Joe Rogan's podcast, second most downloaded podcast in history, 37 million views right now. And he said, oh, that was just black people in, you know, Alabama. And he wasn't saying put them down. He's like, well, that was, yeah, that was. I said, no, it was in Brazil and it was in all these other Central American countries and South American. He search engined it, saw the Journal of Science, and was like, oh, my God, it's all true. You can't trust these criminal groups to do this. And the president, when his son got brain damage, came out and said we should investigate vaccines. But now they say no. So that's the pressure that's going on here. But let me show you some stuff you never see. This is from Time Magazine, of all places, and we researched it 10 years ago when this broke. In Germany, a better vaccine for politicians. They have clean ones where they look at them with electron microscopes and they triple test them. We document cam shot right there. That would be absolutely awesome. We can just aim that camera up there above me right down here so I can show TV viewers. Thank you so much. So we're going to be aimed at that now for the next few minutes. Radio listeners, just type in Germany, a better vaccine for politicians. And it says they have elite vaccines that don't have contaminants for them. Now, why wouldn't that be important? Because, again, anything in a vaccine that's added in with the pathogen as an adjuvant or whatever, all the studies show, causes an autoimmune response. So if they grow it on eggs, you get an egg allergy. If they grow it on fermented wheat, it's one of the ways they do it. Or on dead babies is one of the big ones. Or monkey livers or kidneys is one of the big ones. I mean, look into what they grow this stuff on. You imagine being an Orthodox Jew where the Bible says if you take anybody else's blood inside your body, you go to hell, and they're reading this? The point is that this is what's happening, and that's why all these problems are unfolding. Second-class medicine. Der Spiegel, Germans unhappy with alternative swine flu vaccine for politicians. That was when secret documents came out. The Chinese government, they get their own secret vaccine. See, now you're starting to get in my world of research here, you see. German chancellor, minister, gets special vaccine without soft kill ingredients, Infowars.com. Now let's keep moving on here now. We've got 1,600 people released every day by Homeland Security, another 5,000 building up, over 100,000 being kept. Cory Booker admits that releasing them will make us less safe, but you do release them, and you block Trump getting $12 billion to ship these people back. So now they're here giving us over 100 different diseases, some of which had been totally eradicated in this country thanks to running water and hygiene. I'm going to show you a graph coming up in a moment from the CDC. Before vaccines even started, running water and detergent started. And we started processing food. which has gone too far, but it was good that we processed it. Then pathogenic diseases went down to almost zero. I'm going to show you. Once vaccines actually got introduced, it went back up some. Oh, yeah. So there's over 1,000 quarantined for measles in LA universities, but the border's open. So it's like you got a castle, and the disease is coming in through the lower drawbridge and the main gate. But you go have guards aim their spears at someone who's already gotten sick from who you let in the drawbridge. And now all these new people, 1,000 times the threat, are flooding in every day, but you're going to go quarantine people at colleges and make them get vaccines for a measles variety they're not even protected from. Notes from the field. Measles outbreak in the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement Facility. CDC from 3 years ago found almost all new measles in the U.S. CDC.gov were caused by illegal aliens. Look it up. Why Japan banned MMR. Daily Mail. Massive brain damage. Massive autoimmune problems. Proposed new Texas law would demand safety studies for vaccines. Oh, there are no safety studies. They're given liability protection and secrecy in 1984. Everything we know about Patient Zero, ABC News. Patient Zero was an illegal alien that came to New York. Nearly 200 people in Texas detention facility have contracted mumps from themselves. Measles outbreak adds to argument to secure U.S. border, Representative Hayworth says. Rubella vaccine developer Dr. Stanley Plotkin admits vaccines cause food allergies, asthma, autism, and autoimmune disorders because of contaminants in the vaccines. Your body then has a response. If you've got some dead bacteria or dead virus, your body knows how to kick its ass. But your T lymphocytes, white blood cell generals, sniff everything else on the dead body and then see it as an enemy. And your body starts thinking everything from milk to eggs to wheat to your mama's milk is evil. And your body just goes, ah, I'm under attack. Good God. If the Jews 3,000 years ago knew not to inject somebody else's blood into themselves, can we figure it out? Probably not. Probably not. Because that's what's in these vaccines. They're grown on dead babies, most of them. Rubella vaccine developer, the head of the development program, came out and said it's causing it all. And it goes on and on. Around 700 children reportedly fell sick of a polio vaccine in Peshawar. Mom asked why her six-month-old infant died after getting six vaccines at once. Even Snopes admits that the CDC admits 98 million Americans got cancer from the polio shot that had live cancer viruses, SV40, in it. Teen girl paralyzed by HPV vaccine in battle for therapy to save her life. Quarantine U.S. Navy ship destroys herd immunity myth. All of them got mumps on the ship, quarantined it for more than 6 months. They all had the shot and got it from the shot. Parents accuse CDC of not reporting children's death from polio. Like, oh, I haven't gotten to all of it yet. I want to show you the graph when we come back of how it was hygiene that killed all these diseases, and now they're back with open borders where we don't have hygiene. And then I'm going to play you a clip from the 12th monkey about how they're literally using, in fiction now in reality, these human carriers for bio-warfare. Our country's being hit by bio-warfare terrorism. Jones here back live. I get pretty fired up. I get pretty angry about open borders for the first time in our history. No screening for diseases. If you study old Spanish law or Chinese law or British law or French law, when you had a passport, it wasn't even so much about the paperwork you had. It was about being checked by a doctor before they let you into the country to make sure nobody had big boils on their arms or people weren't dying. And by law, if you had plague on your ship, you had to put up a white flag with a black spot on it. And if you didn't, this was in Asia, you name it, the captain and others would be executed. If you tried to land a ship in ancient Japan or ancient China or ancient Philippines or ancient Spain or ancient England, you would be killed if you brought plague and didn't tell people. If you told them, they would direct you to a little island or an area, and they would send physicians in the West. in Japan or China, they just burn you and kill you regardless. Now, that's in the history books. You can go look it up. Look up the naval flag for plague. It's a black spot or a black diamond on a white flag. But now, oh, we just open our borders up and everybody comes in. And then when it spreads, oh, you that haven't taken all the vaccines, you're to blame. I'm going to go over some more of these documents, and then I'm going to get to a bunch of other news the next hour. But 1,600 people a day are released. The head of the Border Patrol pointed out just 2 weeks ago that the previous record in El Paso was 3,000 a day showing up. It's 15,000 a day there. The leftist lawyers are there bitching when they then keep them in parks and open-air tents and feed them. And the judges say, release them. No one's tested. They just go. And that's who they're catching. And then right-wingers like Ann Coulter blame Trump and say he's selling out. He's not a dictator. Congress wouldn't pass the funding. Trump's trying to stop it. And if Trump's in the wrong, I'll go after him. I'll do that next hour where he came out and said, oh, take your measles shot. Well, Trump, I've gotten articles from the CDC admitting it's the wrong mutation and doesn't protect you from these new measles mutations. Damn it. Trump's not perfect. Nobody is. Let me just say this briefly. If listeners understand the war we're in, they'll take action. If you don't, fine, that's your decision. Because it's really up to you whether you've seen the track record of what we've done. And I know there are key listeners out there that have supported us through hell and high water, and I absolutely commit to you and thank you. But let me tell you, I know our listeners are smart, and it's very frustrating to have people everywhere I go say, I wish you were still on air. I told you, hadn't happened today. It happened 3 or 4 times yesterday. Can't wait till you're back on air, Alex. Can't wait till they unban you. Wish I could still catch your show. We're on over 200 radio stations. We're on over 100 cable and TV stations. We have more traffic than ever to Infowars.com and Newswars.com. It's like saying to Drudge, Drudge, we wish you were still had a website. But see, Drudge has been smart. He's always made it about his one site, and that's it. When he was here 3 years ago, he warned me. He said, you need to get away from all this now. They're going to ban you in a couple of years. You got to make it about your site now while you still got the pull. And we did that to a great extent. But I just want to warn people about the bioweapon plague and all that's happening. And these are smart people for every race, color, and creed I run to. And I say, listen, I'm still at Infowars.com. I'm still at Newswars.com. So the viewers that are smart enough to know we're still on air, it's up to you to tell everybody, hey, Alex Jones is still on air, Infowars.com. Hear the forbidden show, Infowars.com. If you just do that, we are their bane. They hate us. They can't stand us. They want us shut down because we're laying it out because of you. Just get aggressive. Folks are putting up billboards for us across the country. Great, do it. Putting it on your car, calling to talk radio, calling to C-SPAN. Whatever you do, realize they want to shut down. And then also realize whatever the products are, T-shirts, books, films, water filtration, air filtration, the supplements are the best nootropics, the best products. X2, back in stock, 25% off. Get a free bottle of X3 that's so amazing with it. Find out about the good halogen, the iodine conspiracy. That's our new special next week. It's already up on the site. But we got to end this special tomorrow because we're running out of Brain Force Plus, the amazing nootropic, so strong. Don't take the 2 pills that are recommended. I'd take one when you first test it for focus and stamina. It's incredible. Get a free bottle of Knockout, our great sleep aid, free with Brain Force Plus. That ends tomorrow. Take advantage of that. Get a free bottle of it. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off on your next order. Sign up for every month, every 2 months, every 3 months, however you want it. Point is, this is a real war, ladies and gentlemen. It takes money to fund it. I had the globalist, and I haven't really bragged about this. It's because $10 million a year wouldn't fund this operation now, but I got offered by the biggest networks, the biggest syndicators, because they know not talent, but they know resistance when they see it. They offered me $1 million a year, $3 million a year, $10 million a year. That's money. It's not like selling a product, keeping part of it. And not having an overhead. That's you get all the money. I don't give a rat's ass about money for money's sake. I care about money as a weapon to use against the globalists. And I need it to prosecute this war. So don't sit on the sideline. Get in there and get the fish oil, get the Beyond Tangy Tangerine products we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. Just get them all. Whatever you do, take action today. All right, I'm going to get to more of the scientific documents for another segment or two, and then a bunch of other news I haven't hit yet. But I'm going to explain this again. The left opens the borders, floods it on purpose with the UN. The Pope gives money to do it. That's in the news. It's all happening. The disease is pouring in. And we're told that it's our fault because we haven't gotten all their deadly shots and all their contaminated shots and their liability protection shots when they're the ones bringing the illegals in. And then you go look at all the health departments. They're telling the truth. They go, this is being brought in by illegal aliens, and it's a new strains of all these diseases. It's not just measles. Measles is the least of your problem. Drug-resistant TB, there's no vaccine for that. Super hardcore A, B, and C hepatitis. And hundreds of other really nasty things like wet leprosy. That means communicable. And bubonic plague, man, it's real. All sorts of, listen, everyone I know that has children, I've got four. Some of my crew's got five, six apiece. These kids are never sick. These kids are super healthy. We know people burying kids, not in this office, but other people. Everybody's got super weaponized pertussis, even if you had the vaccine. It's pouring in, ladies and gentlemen. It's admitted, but it's a footnote, and we've got to raise the alarm of what's causing it. They're chopping our legs off. The Democrats want to give you a Band-Aid of a forced inoculation. Now let's go to near future Bruce Willis film from the 90s, 12 Monkeys, where the psychotic globalist wants to reduce population and goes around spreading a deadly virus. Well, we've got open borders bringing them in anyways. That's got to be the big issue, and we've got to raise the alarm. Here it is.
If the symptoms were first detected in Philadelphia on December 27, 1996, that makes us know that...
It was released in Philadelphia probably on December 13, 1996.
And was seen sequentially after that in...
San Francisco, New Orleans, Rio de Janeiro, Rome, Kinshasa, Karachi, Bangkok, then Peking.
Rome, Kinshasa, Karachi, Bangkok, Peking. This is some trip you're taking, sir. Is this all in 1 week?
Business. There you see. Also invisible to the naked eye. It doesn't even have an odor.
Spreading the bioweapons. Open borders as he spreads a bioweapon that kills 100% of humans. This is how a foreign government would bring this in, but we don't even check now.
Excuse me, sir. Would you mind letting me have a look at the contents of your bag, please?
Me?
Please, smell those containers of bioweapons.
Biological samples. I have the papers right here.
Yeah. I'm going to have to ask you to open this up, sir.
Open it?
Open it?
Yes, of course.
Of course.
Biological. Check the papers. It's all proper. Got the permit.
This is a 3-day incubation period. Here you go, sir.
It's empty.
Well, yes, to be sure. It looks empty. But I assure you it's not.
I assure you it's not.
There you see? Also invisible to the naked eye. It doesn't even have an odor.
That's not necessary.
Oh, it's so liberal.
There you go.
The left trying to bring our government down, our economy down. The third world disease people all staged and ready. Now it spreads all over the country. And they're just celebrating it all, loving it all. Hour number two straight ahead. This is an emergency alert. Tell everyone to tune in now. We can expose these criminals.
Excuse me?
It's obscene. All the violence, all the lunacy. Shootings even at airports now. You might say that we're the next endangered species. Human beings.
I think you're right, man. I think you've hit the nail on the head.
Jones is my name. I'm an insurance.
All you human haters are going to get a chance to die under the new Silicon and globalist takeover. This is what you want. This is what you get. All right, here's the deal. I've covered one stack of my news partially. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 other stacks and all these video clips. But I specifically want to hear from serious callers on this Sunday show for a few seconds before I hit these when we come back about that's not a sensational headline. Terrorists launch bio attacks on the U.S. The Democrats, the deep state, they form the U.N. facilities. They form the refugee centers. They use State Department money. They bring in unwashed disease populations. They spread it. It bankrupts the hospitals. And then they tell all of us we've got to take vaccines. This is outrageous. This is terrorism. And we've got to change the subject onto what they've done. So here's the number. I probably only have time to take 5 or 6 good calls. Because I've got all this other stuff I want to hit about the arrest of political activists all over the Western world and the censorship and just a bunch of other key things, the latest on the synagogue shooting and more. But the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Again, ladies and gentlemen, 877-789-2539 on the subject of the measles hysteria, because the measles might kill 10 people a year. That sounds terrible, but that's really rare. It's like slipping on banana peels. But it's being used as the cover for the idea of forced inoculations. And then there's no discussion of who's bringing in all the illegal aliens, who's doing all of this, and how they're the main cause. Now we showed the proof. And God knows what they're putting in the MMR shot that they're pushing it so hard. Just like H1N1, a year after they put it out, they said, oh, it was actually, we released a real one the year before to track everybody. And we had a carrier virus that tested it. There's a bunch of secret experimentation going on. That's all admitted. And I just showed you mainstream news where they admit that elite government officials all over the world get clean vaccines, which still have side effects. So that's a big deal. So we'll take your phone calls coming up here on this Sunday show, ladies and gentlemen. Let me get that number out one more time for folks, specifically on vaccines. God Almighty, I swear I'm not going to get any other subject because I want to take your call on this. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And we'll take a few of your calls on that. But first, when we return, I mentioned it. I said it. The actual MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, Merck shot list. Thought I'd actually show you what they hope and dread you won't look at because you're going to get it coming up. And the insult to your intelligence that you shouldn't be able to look at it, you shouldn't be able to research it, you shouldn't be able to find out what's in it for yourself. Well, we believe in you. We believe in your consciousness and your will and your intelligence. And we honor that will. We honor that intelligence. Just as we honor our own intelligence and we're not trying to lord over you or dumb you down or add some weird binary weapon system to this so we can play God. It's all coming up on the other side. All I ask you to do is realize this isn't like the other shows. This is the most banned, most hated one. This is the show to use your human will to spread. It's so easy to do. Have you heard about this attack, lied about show? Have you heard about this show that no one's supposed to look at or hear? Why don't you find out what they're really saying? Here's the link. It's still on the air. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news. Humanity's future. Today.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the Infowar.
I need everybody that's watching at Infowars.com or Newswars.com or on local radio or TV to go to Infowars.com and get the article that has the live feed of the show to warn people. Democrat globalist terrorists have opened up our borders. They know there's all these disease illegal aliens coming in. I just played you local health department officials from New York to California admitting that it's illegal aliens bringing in the measles. And then we're told we should all be forcibly inoculated. And that vaccine exemptions should be gotten rid of, and that even religious exemptions should be got rid of, and then hundreds of vaccines that governments want to put in us should be forced. It's on newswars.com. It's on infowars.com. Emergency. Terrorist hit 21 states with lethal biological weapons using human carriers. Now, let me get back to this. CDC lies about media repeats risk of dying from measles. Here is, blow that up. This is a CDC's own map of the number of people that have died from the measles from 1900 versus what it is today. Maybe a few people that die a year versus thousands. That's because of malnutrition, bad hygiene, no detergent, all that. But they sit there and they make you believe that it is saved by the vaccines, even though if you look by 1964 when people were taking the measles shot, it was already eradicated, basically. It is third world populations coming in that are causing this on every single front. But before we go any further, for TV viewers, radio listeners, you can go into any Walgreens or CVS or any government clinic and say, I want the vaccine drug insert for the measles, mumps, rubella, the flu shot, anything. And they'll give you a fact sheet. You go, I don't want a fact sheet. It's like Bible paper. It's very thin. You want the little folded up. It's folded up the size of like a quarter. When you unfold it, it's about 14 inches long, about 10 inches tall. TV viewers can see this. And man, this is why they fear this broadcast. Just common sense things like this. Let's zoom in as best you can, please, for TV viewers. Let's document cam shot, please. All right, now right here, zoom in even more, please. This is the Merco current shot, and this is what it can do. Digestive system, pancreatitis, diarrhea, vomiting, nausea, endocrine system, diabetes, can cause type 1. They'll call it genetic when you take the shot. They'll go, oh, well, the sugar did it. You have genetic diabetes. No, they just fried your pancreas. It goes on to say it can cause death. Look, zoom in on that. The camera goes closer. Death. And it goes through all the different ways it can kill you. We got to put a better document cam shot in because the one in the other studio goes even closer. Is that as close as it goes? Close as it goes. Well, let's put a better camera in then. And then we were going backwards in the new studio. I'm not mad. It's just that people can read this for themselves. Endocrine failure, all of it. It just goes on for page after page. And again, this is Merck and Co., White House, Stanton, New Jersey, 08889 USA, measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. And it goes through. It can cause death. It can cause brain damage. It can cause cancer. It can cause all sorts of things. You can get allergic to all the things. They admit this here. It can cause narcolepsy. It can cause epilepsy. Just please, for you and your family, please go get one of these. Don't believe me. Go read it for yourself. So that's what we're dealing with in 2019. That's what's happening. And again, every vaccine you take is contaminated with hundreds of different things. Your body then has an autoimmune response to that because it came in, the bacteria or virus, loaded and wrapped, bespeckled with whatever it is, eggs or fetal tissue or whatever, and then you get cancer. Your body starts having an autoimmune response to your own tissue because they grew a lot of these vaccines on dead babies. It says that on this vaccine. Grown on dead babies. They go, oh, we grew the original viruses on dead babies. Then we grew the rest on eggs. It doesn't matter. It carries it over. And then you got to ask, what type of government and system would do this? Japan has banned all this. India has been banning it. China doesn't do all this. South Korea does. They have the highest incidence of autism. Here's another one. Fever seizure risk from measles containing vaccine. CDC admits it can do all that to you and give you the measles. California bills to appoint public health official to determine vaccine exemptions, to get rid of your exemptions. Dr. Andrew Zimmerman's full affidavit on alleged link between vaccines and autism, U.S. government cover-up. And it goes on and on and on, as I showed you earlier. Meanwhile, President Trump years ago said he thought his son got brain damage from vaccines and thought too many were being given. It doesn't matter. Let's say vaccines are great. It's all real. Why leave the border open and bring all these people in with all these diseases? I saw leftists commenting on the stories we posted on Infowars.com and Newswars.com with all this disinfo about us because they get scared because there's PR operatives for Big Pharma like Merck that gave you the HPV vaccine that admittedly killed a bunch of women that took it and little girls. Or Bayer that bought Monsanto. Bayer, it came out in France, Australia, and Canada. For a decade, shipped out factor VIII blood clotting product that they knew every shot had HIV and hepatitis in it. It was a death sentence. And their own CEOs and executives were in the... Pull up. Factor VIII blood scandal, Bayer. Type it into Google, click web. It's old news. It'll come up. And they said, so what? Hemophiliacs need to die. That's the cold-blooded attitude of these people. Amidst a growing measles outbreak in the U.S., Trump just encouraged people to vaccinate their children. He spent years pushing anti-vax theories. With autism being way up, what do we have to lose by having doctors give small dose vaccines via big doses into tiny bodies? That's common sense. Healthy young children goes to doctor, gets pumped with massive shot of many vaccines, doesn't feel good and changes. That's his son. Autism, many such cases. Donald J. Trump. If I were president, I would push for proper vaccinations, but would not allow one-time measles shots to a small child that cannot take them. Well, that Donald Trump disagrees with the new Donald Trump. That was Donald Trump 5 years ago. Autism, way up. I believe in vaccinations, but not massive ones at once. Shots too much for small child to handle. Government should stop now. So Trump's doing a lot of good on a lot of fronts, but forced inoculations are here. And the issue, Trump, isn't that we're not inoculated. We didn't have measles and mumps anymore in this country. You heard earlier AP, all of admitting it, the doctors. We open the borders up to the giant third world population. We're run down. We don't get enough vitamin C. We don't get enough sunshine. We eat a bunch of processed crap. We're sick. And you bring in giant unwashed third world populations from countries filled with every damn disease you can imagine. And what do you expect is going to happen? We're going to come back to get your calls on this situation as parents, as victims, as citizens, and so much more on the other side. Please don't forget, we've got big specials at InfoWarsStore.com, funding hardcore info nobody else will cover and nobody else will put out. It's called The Truth, and there's a price to pay for it. But man, let me tell you, we've got supplements and nootropics that are incredible, and the big sale has to end tomorrow. A free bottle of our great natural, organic, God-given sleep aid knockout, a good dose of standard dose of melatonin, L-tryptophan, valerian root, and five other, it's a total of eight, lemon balm, chamomile, all in one big old juicy pill that naturally and healthily gives you deep sleep. It's our number one bestseller total. Don't make a lot of money off it because it's so inexpensive, but it's way beyond any other sleep aid out there. You get a free bottle of it to help you put you to sleep at night. A good, clean sleep with BrainForce Plus, our amazing brain pill, our nootropic for focus and mental clarity. It's incredible. 25% off on BrainForce Plus and get a free bottle of Knockout free. No reviews yet because that's only a one-week special. But if you look at each item themselves, they have thousands of five-star reviews, a 97% review on both. So get that combo now. It's about to end and support the InfoWar. Whatever you do, get a T-shirt and spread the word that way. Thank you so much. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I think I'm going to launch a nighttime show and a morning show. We got to find the host that can do it right. The opposite of me. Somebody will shut up. to just open the phones and then just show articles, read the headline, and take calls. Like Washington Journal, but for InfoWars. That's going to happen in the next few months. We're doing it right now. We're interviewing people. That's coming because these callers, like Brandon in Texas, says Disinformation and Propaganda Act is stopping us covering vaccines. And again, I've known that. I've not mentioned that. In there it says it's Russian propaganda that vaccines could hurt you. No, it's the damn insert. It says they can kill you, like any drug. And there's a caller mentioning that for months I've meant to point that out. And notice the whole Russiagate's been proven to be a fraud. I'm still being banned and under attack. And strategically, I've not talked about the stuff that's happening behind the scenes because I just expect it. I'm not a victim. I'm a warrior. But let me tell you, they see us as the number one damn threat for a good reason. We know how to beat the globalists. We've done our homework. We mean business. And we're not afraid of them, so they're scared. You know, I'm going to go to your calls. You can call this anecdotal. I know two people that work in this office who I personally asked to go on air to save other children, and they start getting tears in their eyes, and they can't do it, and I can't blame them. But I know two people in this office who in the last 10 years, one lost a son, one lost a daughter, and only one of them has given me authorization to even tell part of the story on air, so I'll tell that. One of them was a woman in special operations, as high level as any woman's ever gone in actual special operations, Delta Force, you name it, in support of Delta Force, and they were deployed overseas, and they kept giving the two-year-old vaccines till she died. That's somebody that works in this office. Honorably discharged, defense language school, all the arts. And I shouldn't say more than that. I just want you to know this is real. And I can walk across the street. I got a friend who's worked here 15 years. Son died of vaccines. 18 months old, got the third round, bit his tongue off, spewing blood out his face. In a coma for 2 weeks, died. So let me tell you something, folks. It isn't just on the damn insert. My mother was never in the Olympics. She didn't start competitively swimming until she was 35 because her friend was a gold medal winner from the Olympics. My mother was beating former Olympic athletes at 45 in long-distance swimming. The University of Texas Masters told all the team going to the Nationals to take a flu shot. My mother lost 30 pounds, almost died, and never came back fully. She's still there, but my mother looked like something out of a, you know, joke, like German cartoon of a superwoman. She looked like me, basically. Okay, as a woman, it almost killed her. My dad's brother almost died. He was in the hospital for 3 weeks from a tetanus shot. His testicles, even though he got in the arm, swole up the size of elephant balls. Everybody's got those stories. And they get up on that damn news and they tell you nobody ever got hurt by nothing. That's a lie. Let's go to Brandon in Texas bringing up what Obama signed as an executive order before he left that Trump has not reversed. The funding ran out, but the groups are still there. Yeah, that's one of the things they say. Don't criticizing vaccines illegal. The CIA comes after you. What do you think is really going on here, Brandon?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Alex. Exactly that. And this obviously came before 2016. I'm just saying, how can we counter this medical disinformation, right? You talk about Hitler took over through the doctors, you know, and it seems like, well, obviously they're killing us, right? I have an 8-year-old daughter. This is a side note. I didn't tell your call screeners, but she has major food allergies to egg, wheat, and dairy. And at first I thought it was the GMOs or the glyphosates or the condition of our wheat, eggs, and dairy. But after listening to your broadcast today, first time it's come up that food allergies in children could be linked to these vaccines because of what it does.
Oh, by the way, sir, I'm not a medical doctor. They admit in their studies that they grow these on eggs and they grow these on like a porridge of rotten wheat and other things is seen as, quote, safer than animals because you grow it on animal stuff, you know, you get viruses. Remember the old days of SV40 things like that. So, yeah, no, that's a fact.
Well, how much do you think this is disinformation versus medical disinformation? What can we do as citizens?
You know, I know this. No other drug company has liability protection. And all the vaccines have liability protection for a reason. They're Trojan horsing it, and it's their whole precedent. We have UN major heads saying we'll use diet, injections, injunctions to control people. And all I know is, did you see London Guardian saying the German elite and the Russian elite and the Chinese elite and the U.S. elite get clean vaccines?
Yeah, but there is a difference. Obviously, they have clean. I bet Bill Gates doesn't do the dirty one.
Oh, they have electron microscopes to make sure. Damn right you can take one bacteria and kill it and inject it in somebody and your body learns to kill it, and that's probably good. They don't. It's whatever they put in. So you know what the UN got caught in the 90s in they got caught by Indian doctors who were super smart, obviously, and African doctors who were smart, who were Western trained. They were noticing that women were being given the tetanus shot, but they'd added a hormone that is excreted in second trimester, so all the women were having abortions. Well, they were adding that hormone with the tetanus shot, a little bit of it, so there'd be an autoimmune response actually to the baby. And so the baby would be rejected in the second trimester.
Well, and the doctors themselves are so brain dead, you know, you can't bring this up to them.
I agree with you in public, because I've had medical doctors pull me aside and say, we were giving children live polio vaccine that was banned in the 60s in the early 90s, and we were giving them human papillomavirus, we were giving them SV40, simian virus 40, and then after this doctor that owned, was he was the biggest owner of pediatric facilities in Austin, after he told me, he got scared and grabbed me, and he was a big guy, and he said, you better not say my name. And I pulled my arm away, and I said, man, that's your conscience doing that. Don't worry, I don't need you to say your name. I already know that. And that was because I'm like, he came in because he was one of those, not anti-vax, but he wouldn't push you if you weren't vaccinating. And he walked in, knew who I was. I was on TV and radio. And he goes, listen, you know, doctors have to do continuing education. I'm your dad's doctor. And I said, yeah. And he goes, I volunteered a few years ago at the clinic where before school, all the kids that aren't vaccinated, we call them up, give them shots. He said, I was administering to black children in East Austin. And he was like shaking. He was like rocking. He goes, illegal. Cancer virus vaccine. And he was saying, and I said, well, that's okay. You know, whatever. He was, I don't do it anymore. But then he was having a moment of emotion, and literally this big guy grabs him by the arm. And he goes, you don't tell anybody my name though, when you say that. So imagine the fear these doctors are under.
Jeez. Well, my child and I were combating this lastly here with our X2 and our water filter, and we're doing what we can, even though we got vaccinated before we knew any better. You know what I mean?
Brother, here's the deal. Not all the companies are doing it. Not all of them are involved in it. But it is their program, man. It is sick. But what we know is they're opening the borders to bring in illegals that have all these diseases. That's what matters. And then they're blaming us for what's happening. That's the big key. That's not debatable. God bless you, Brandon. More calls straight ahead. Tell everyone you know, tune in or submit to death. We're committed to victory. What about you?
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's 5:33 Central Standard Time in Texas, blasting out worldwide on 100,000-watt shortwave transmitters, big global satellites, hundreds of radio stations, hundreds of TV stations, and InfoWars.com. Best of me, because I'm high on running free. A little bit better than it used to be, because I'm alive. Because I'm alive, not soulless. Live wire! God gives us life, not the devil. All right, let's go right back to your phone calls. Oh, look at this article out of Reuters. U.S. measles outbreak raises questions about immunity in adults. All these vaccinated people are getting the measles. Isn't that interesting? It's all the illegal aliens. Nothing against them, but that's what's happening. And the media thinks it'll get away with bringing all these people in when all the local health departments say it's illegal aliens doing it and needs to be stopped. Liberal cities are saying, stop it. But it's not being stopped, is it? Kent, Mark, Efren, Alex, Peter, Chris, Doug, George, Greg, Marcus, Jeff, you're all great callers. But if I took one caller last segment, we'll never get to all of you before the show's over. And Mike Adams comes on with Counterthink in the hour after us with Loaded for Bear if we don't start moving quick. Kent in California, you're on the air. Thank you so much for holding. Thank you so
much for covering this.
Welcome, sir.
I am like you. I am banned. I am banned from going to Australia. I said I'm the world's number one anti-vaxxer. I've written two books about vaccines, Plague with Dr. Judy Mikovits, who's a 20-year government scientist, and Inoculated with Dr. Brian Hooker, who you know from the movie Vax. And
sure. Well, even the Australian government had to admit in studies that sudden infant death syndrome was vaccines.
Yeah, you know, it is just terrible. And one thing that people don't understand is that when they grow these human viruses in animal tissues, yes, they weaken the human virus, but they're getting a whole bunch of animal viruses back in the vaccines. And that's something nobody talks about. But there was just this great study from Italy by Corbella Labs, and they found that in the MMR shot, there was bird virus, horse virus, cow virus, all these terrible things. So I'm so thankful for you for continuing to cover this issue.
Well, brother, when you mention that, I think I've heard your name. So send us an email, send it to the producers. We should probably get you on as a guest. What do you make of they admit it's the illegals bringing it in, but then they just, it's a minor footnote, then they blame people who, quote, haven't had the up-to-date vaccine. But then the fine print admits these new strains of measles that are coming in aren't covered by the vaccine.
You know, I'm so happy you brought that up because I think that's so true, because we know that measles is not a dangerous disease if you have good nutrition. We have good nutrition in the United States.
Yeah, it's just a fever and some red spots on you. Exactly.
Exactly. And so what we're doing, and I do want to be a guest on your show because we are putting together a program called Vax Free World, because with what Robert Kennedy did was showing that there haven't been any studies like they were supposed to do.
No safety studies like Texas has introduced. And by the way, I love Robert Kennedy for what he's doing. Trump said he was going to do this vaccine damage study. He said he'd create this board. This is one of the big places Trump has fallen down, I think, and not delivered.
Yeah, I love Trump, but I was so stunned by what he said on Friday. But we are putting together with Ralph Fusitola, who I know is the vitamin lawyer who's often on David Knight's show, we're putting together Vax Free World because we need the United States government to follow
rules. And let's be clear, we're not even saying we don't believe the technology can exist. You may disagree. They're given liability protection. Thank you, Kent. Let's talk soon. Got to move quicker to get to everybody. Let's talk to Mark in Oregon. These are awesome callers. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good day to you, Alex.
Long time, Alex. Mark. Good to have you back on.
Thank you, brother. It's always great to hear you. We've gone through the tipping point, I think, with the hemorrhaging at the border relative to...
ICE says the border has collapsed. And people go, well, then it's Trump's fault. Ann Coulter, I wish it was Trump's fault. He tried to get the $12 billion to damn secure it. He's not a dictator. What are we supposed to do?
Relative to forced vaccinations, I think that's the...
But see, that's the tipping point. They won't defend the border, so now I'm supposed to have false forced inoculations. BS, man.
That's the point of the plan. But, Alex, there is something that Trump could do, and there's more than one thing. Philip Rose was on about a month ago when Owen was guest hosting for you on this show, and he gave two different federal statutes that absolutely legally allow Trump to stop the catch and release, set up...
Oh, no. Trump, as commander-in-chief, can do whatever he wants. The emergency declared was a law enforcement emergency, not a commander-in-chief emergency. He can absolutely... Tell folks about those statutes.
Well, I cannot remember them in detail, but I do have...
The point is he has the power under the Constitution to not do a law enforcement emergency, but a presidential commander-in-chief emergency. And if these diseases aren't an emergency, what is? Instead of like saying, oh, we should all take these inoculations, Trump should say, see the diseases. This is the problem. God bless you, Mark. Wow. It's all about global depopulation, isn't it? We got so many callers here. We got Chris in Kentucky, says, fighting with his kids, doctor over vaccines. He have a right to not take them. But all of the news is like kids have decided. They're having congressional testimony. Kids want to be emancipated by the government and take the shots. It's the state coming in, just like the pedophiles and wanting your kids. Let's talk to Doug in New York. Doug in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, Doug.
Hi, Alex. It's been a long time trying to get through to your show. I've been following you since about the beginning. This is
Welcome.
My first time, and I have some things to share with you. Please make sure your crew puts me back to them when we're off. I have a big tech story I want to break, but I know we want to focus on the vaccines. I almost died from a vaccine years ago before I was aware of the danger. And I was so sick from that vaccine for a solid month. And then I had a one-week break where I started feeling normal. And then I went back to feeling sick again for 2 weeks. And after that, I said, no way am I ever going to take a vaccine again. And then I've got a story with a friend.
Sir, two people in this office, the doctors admitted vaccines killed their children. They admit it, but they're given liability protection in this government fund. And then the news says it doesn't exist.
And I've got a lady friend who had a baby couple of years back, and she was out of it after the birth, and they managed to vaccinate the baby, and she didn't realize what was going on, and that baby is autistic now. She had another baby after that, and they were trying to do the same thing again, and she was really adamant that they don't touch my baby. It's not getting any vaccine. And so that baby is now thriving. So she has a black and white example in terms of day and night between these two children.
Sir, it is. We've had nurses on. I want to get them back on. Rob Dew had them on. This is in the news. Nurses say, oh, the baby's born preemie, a month early, 2 months early. They're fine. Give them vaccines. They almost all die. So they're given orders by the hospital, the bioethics board, give them a shot. They give them the vaccine, the babies die. They resuscitate them with defibrillators or with, you know, both with a breathing apparatus, respirator. We've had the nurses on. They know what they're doing. Until 6 years ago, you never gave a pregnant woman a vaccine. Until 6 years ago, you never gave a preemie a vaccine. Now they do it to test in front of everyone. It's pure evil, my friend.
I am a victim of Morgellons. I have a deadly disease that killed my partner, my very closest friend of 40 years. And I'm telling you, I cannot wait until the Myco ZX comes tomorrow, along with the, you know, X2 and a whole bunch of other stuff I got, because I know it works.
Let me say this
with it.
Myco ZX, everybody thinks about probiotics because the pesticides in the food kill your good bacteria. What about killing the yeast and all the bad stuff? And I'm telling you, Myco ZX, with all the mold out there, with all the weird stuff that's happened, with all the yeast, absolutely, Myco ZX is so important. It has changed my life. It's changed my family's life. And, yes, it funds our operation. 871 five-star reviews, 96% reviews. This is the big equation. And notice Bill and Melinda Gates are obsessed with molds and funguses. Waging war on corruption. It's the final segment of this Sunday transmission. Then, Counterthink with Mike Adams comes up
the
next
Alex
hour.
Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Imagine a government and other governments caught in all the secret testing, Big Pharma caught, knowingly giving people HIV with Factor VIII and Bayer. This is undebatable. And now they want you to take hundreds of vaccines. They want to lie to you and bring in illegal aliens and spread all this garbage. I always over-prepare, but I had like 13 other stacks of news I'll cover tomorrow during the weekday show, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., David Knight, 8 a.m., or the David Knight Show. Just join us tomorrow, Infowars.com/show, or local stations across the country. I have all these reporters being arrested for criticizing Islam in Europe. I have all these new Islamic members of Congress calling for people to be arrested that criticize radical Islam. I have a lot of other wild news that's unfolding. We'll cover it all tomorrow. But this vaccine situation is about medical tyranny. It's about bondage. It's about lies. It's about not having medical freedom. It's really important. Doug in New York says friends, children became autistic from vaccine. We already talked to Doug. So now we're going to go ahead and take another call here from Marcos in Indiana. His kids are healthy. His friends' children that are vaccinated are always sick. Before we go to him, I don't claim to be the most beautiful specimen around, but I remember what people looked like just 30 years ago. They could be Hispanic, black, white. And it's TV, and it's the weak culture, and it's all. But you go to the mall or Target today where I went, and people look like they're slugs. They look dead. They look soft. They look stupid. The IQs are dropping. Cancer's way up. And a lot of it's the vaccines. It's the GMO. This is the depopulation. It's already happening. And the globalists say, Jones, just join us. I've actually had them do it. You're not going to help these slobs. But my soul says I can't sell the general public out and be with God. But it's still quite a conundrum. Marcus in Indiana, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Welcome. What's on your mind?
I wanted to make a point about was all the kids, family, kids I went to school with. Their kids are always in and out of, being admitted for pneumonia, fevers. I mean, a lot of them on a weekly basis.
Vaccines destroy your immunity in all the big studies. Just type in one flu shot lowers your immunity 50% against flu the next year. That was the CBC, Canadian Broadcasting, system a few years ago. It destroys your immune system.
I'm with you there. And I got a 5-year-old and almost a 1-year-old now. But just the alertness in my 1-year-old, going into what you were saying, looking like zombies, it's like they're all pale. It's unbelievable, but...
My daughter at a year and a half old, my newest daughter, my youngest daughter, I have 3 daughters, was speaking in full sentences better than adults. It's crazy.
But yeah, it's just... what blows my mind, though, is how nobody can put the connection to why all these kids are getting sick.
It's an IQ reduction. It's a globalist IQ reduction. So where do you think this is going?
I don't know. It's scary because, people like myself, kids coming up through school. It's scary because, like you were saying earlier, they put it on you like you're the bad people when, we're flooding these illegals in,
Yeah, so next time they say, you haven't taken shots, you're bad, go, hey, you've had the damn shot, you're protected. But they know they aren't. So you bring illegals in, you're supposedly protected, leave me the hell alone, get back in their face. God bless you, Marcus. Alex in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Welcome.
Can you hear me all right?
Loud and clear.
Good. The globalist eugenicists, they want to push the vaccines for depopulation and also with the embedded Trojan horse cancer viruses, get everyone sick. And then because Big Pharma wants to suck your money dry.
Well, it's beyond that. It's a soft kill. Big Pharma doesn't do this to China. They're doing it to us. This is a military attack.
Exactly. And they want to suppress real medical technology and cures. I don't know if you've heard of the banana vaccines or mushroom vaccines, but I'm all
Listen,
for that.
A vaccine is just a name of injecting you. They've got recombinant DNA. They've got viruses that eat part of your brain. They've got anti-stress vaccines that attack your brain so you never have higher order consciousness. Yes, this is the total social control. They want the precedent set for liability protection to put what Big Pharma, international companies run by China, want to put in your body. Communist China owns half the companies now, and they want to put in Americans' bodies what they want, and they don't want Americans asking questions. That's it.
Exactly.
So what's wrong with that, Chi-Coms that take their own Falun Gong Buddhist organs? When China wants to own Hollywood, do it. And when China wants to put something in you that's a sweet little kiss or wants 5G to... Just do what they say. Tim Cook said so. God bless you, Alex. Just take the Chi-Com shot and see pretty colors. They're going to run things now. You're weak. You'll take the shots. Don't worry. Don't worry. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. He won't resist. Chi-Com says take it. You will. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the air.
Alex, you've got a live and a delay feed at the same time, if you can hear me.
Yep, I absolutely hear you. I'm sorry, whatever they're feeding you. I'm getting a lot of complaints, but we're figuring out the new studio now. We'll figure it out for a few weeks.
Okay, I'm going to I'm going to make my statement as best as I can, trying to weed through it, through this. Number one, my local pediatrician just yanked our records for my daughter and said basically go find a new pediatrician after we asked to spread them out, spread our vaccines out, and just dropped us like a rock. I'm sure that's happening to a lot of people that voice any kind of complaint or want to do things differently than the norm.
No, well, there's this government secret program that's declassified to give liability protection for dirty international companies that are foreign-owned, German-owned, Chinese-owned, to put whatever they want in your body. And our government just sits there and puts up with it, and now Trump says it's a great idea, which is a big strike against Trump.
I had an idea. I want to run by you. Can we do a FOIA request on the Counter and Disinformation Act to see how that money got dispersed?
That's a great idea, brother. I'm trying as hard as I can. Everybody should do it. Others should do it. Thank you so much for the call, Chris. Great points. By the way, I think listeners are probably listening to the internet delayed versus us live on air. So that's probably the issue. These are great callers. I'll be back tomorrow taking more calls on this subject because we've got to make an issue about the government wanting to forcibly put things in our body. Thank you, Chris. Great points. We got to make a big deal about this Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act. That's how Obama put $2 billion behind to shut down the free press to file lawsuits against us. And we've got to go after that right now. We got four more callers, and I'm almost done, but I'll try my best. Jeff in Minneapolis. Jeff in Minneapolis, you're on the air worldwide. Thank you, Jeff. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
I wanted to bring up a book you mentioned many times in the past, which is Eustace Mullin's book, Murder by Injection. You really should have a reading list for all your listeners, because over the last 19 years, I probably have half my library has been filled by stuff you've recommended. But this looks like, to me, you know, just how everything ties in with satanic ritual, satanic sacrifice of children, at the same time weaponizing the third world population. So as those countries collapse, they move them in here, and then the ones that didn't die from the vaccines are disease-infested and can spread disease easier.
Oh, too. You know, it's all eugenics. It's all satanic. It's all out in the open. Social Darwinism, you're absolutely right. It's being done on the big stage in front of us. And the media thinks we're so dumb, they admit the illegal aliens are doing it, but then they've got a shot for you, don't worry.
Yeah, I mean, it's scary how all this stuff really actually circles back around to Satanism and eugenics. I mean, that was
it's all about raw will over humans, the will to kill people. Thank you so much. Peter, George, Greg, great job, everybody. If Peter, George, and Greg call tomorrow, remind folks over there, they'll go to the front of the line. I'm on 11 to 3 tomorrow. David Knight's at 8 a.m., Infowars.com/show. We've had a bunch of behind-the-scenes cyber attacks and stuff, so if links aren't working or whatever, don't worry, we're going to get them up soon, but we're moving forward thanks to you. But nothing, no matter what happens to us, can stop you from spreading the articles and the videos or doing your own show or whatever you're going to do. Nothing can stop you from supporting that local station or from taking the video we have and uploading it to Twitter or Facebook or your own system and emailing it out. Nothing can stop you from saying, you've heard InfoWars demonized. You've heard this guy called the devil. Find out why he's so under attack and just keep sharing, because that's what the enemy can't stand is human will and human action. We will win thanks to you, but this is one hell of a war. Now, coming up at InfoWars.com/show, Counterthink with Mike Adams. Always powerful, always informative. Take that, share that as well. Great job to the crew. And like I said, 8 a.m. tomorrow, David Knight's got some big breaking stuff. We may even do a special report tonight and break it, but I'm working around the clock because it's so exciting and so amazing. Nobody said human liberty would be free. Nobody said going to the next level would be without competition. But God's with us. We're going to win together.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.